Welcome to the Emmy Louie Show with host and one of Feng Shui Architecture's leading experts, Emmy Louie. In the next hour, Emmy and her expert guests offer advice on how to make the best of your home or office, your environment, and your mind, body, and spirit. Get ready to understand your physical space and activate your energy. Here's your host, Emmy Louie.
Welcome to the Emmy Louie Show. Today's guest is Jamie Lynn, and Jamie Lynn's going to talk to us about primarily her book, Color Alchemy. And her website is www.jamielynn.com. So that's JAMILIN.com. So welcome, Jamie.
Thank you, Miss Emmy. How are you since I saw you at the Feng Shui Conference?
Good, really good. Thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Well,
thank you so much. You wrote your latest book, Color Alchemy. So tell me about that latest project and your latest book.
Well, the exciting part is it's going to press probably the end of the year, any minute now. And Color Alchemy is a method of self-mastery by which you can use the endless supply of color that's around you just by paying attention to the color and really working on it to transform your life. What I like to call it 7 days, seven colors, seven triumphs. And if I can explain how simple it is, every day of the week is a different color. And it's as simple as Monday is the get up and go day, so it's the color of red, and it follows the scientific colors of the prism or the spectrum, Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, and so on. And as the week progresses, you go up, up, up the days of the week. Tuesday is orange, Wednesday is yellow, and so on. And every day of the week and every color has an attribute. And all of these attributes align to all the qualities that make us human. So by the end of the week, you align with all the colors that make you human and a balanced human being. And Emmy, there's another really cool component about this is every tradition that I have studied, and I've been studying spiritual traditions ever since I was a little girl. I used to dream about monks and play with them when I was a little girl. And every tradition that I've studied uses the color or the metaphor of white light as the color of the creator. And what is so cool about color alchemy is that when Newton in the 1600s held a prism up to the light and all the colors were the seven colors of the spectrum were represented, he took this step once. He took the experiment one step further. He then took another prism after the different colors that were radiated from the first prism, and then all the colors transformed back into white light. So as you are tracking the days of the week on their respective colors of the day, by the end of the week, you also align with the colors of the Creator. Mm-hmm. Going back to white light.
Yes, so your book is called Color Alchemy.
Color Alchemy, 7 days, seven colors, seven triumphs. And right now it's available by an ebook, in an ebook form, where every day you not only get a lesson, a color alchemy lesson, you get a lesson specific to the color of the day on its respective color of the day, to help you focus your awareness on how to use that color.
Mm-hmm. And why is it called triumphs? Tell me, you say 7 days, seven colors, seven triumphs. Why did you say triumphs?
I use that word very specifically. That's a great question, because if, in fact, we can focus on improving the quality of our life, then at the end of every day, you can have a successful day. For example, one of the things that I like to do, and I teach my students to do this, at the end of the day, what have you done that makes you feel whole and complete? So if, in fact, you're focusing, today happens to be Wednesday, and you're focusing on yellow, and the attribute of yellow is personal power and confidence and so on, at the end of the day, you can say, was I powerful? Was I in my own power? Did I stand up to my conviction using the energy of yellow and using the energy of Wednesday as an example? then you were triumphant. You had a successful, triumphant day. And it can be that simple. That's a really good question. I like that.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of your, in your book, you have your personality imprinted in this book. And it's, I was rather shocked when I saw some of the things that you wrote in the book.
Shocked?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If you're making reference to using myself as an example, I don't like to put anybody on the spot.
Uh-huh.
And my life is a progression of learning. And one of the things, I started teaching feng shui about 20 years ago. And one of the things that I love doing is sharing examples. And if my life can be a metaphor for somebody else so they can learn from my experience, maybe they don't have to walk through some pain or some challenges, should I say, that I've walked through, then I can spare a client of that. And there's no, when you tell a story about your own personal experience, or when I tell a story about a feng shui consultation, for example, people can really see the, not only the theory, but they can see the practical application. And I feel like practical application and the experience of that is a real good method for learning.
Yes, and what I'm saying with the, yes, you have your examples, and on page 60 you have the word holiness in it, and it made me laugh.
Oh, I see. Well,
that's what I'm referring to.
What is going on with that? What's that?
That word holiness.
Oh, your ass holiness?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I learned a lot about that too. That relates to the color of violet. And sometimes when we get too big for our britches, that's when violet is the color of, you know, higher consciousness. It's the color of bliss. It's about connection to the creator, because it's the highest vibration from not only a scientific perspective, but from a spiritual perspective too. And one of the things I love about color alchemy simplicity is it's also grounded in science. And all of my work is grounded in science because it gives the foundation by taking the work a step further,
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going back to my silly term for the ass holiness for being too big for your britches is when you lose your connection to spirit. That's kind of the point that I was making about that.
Is it probably being like holier than thou kind
exactly.
of thing, right?
Exactly. Which is probably a lot more politically correct, but I've never stood on formality. And there's one thing, you don't know me well, and hopefully we'll get to know each other better, but I'm playful, and I like to have fun when I teach, when I disseminate information, because one of the things that I strongly believe that when you meet the master, the day that you wake up dead, he's going to ask you several questions. And what the first one is, were you happy? And number two, did you really celebrate living? And joy and humor, to me, is one of the most important things that there is.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, and I think color alchemy is a really good way to learn that, because it helps you identify with this, using, you asked me about the triumphs. The triumphs are, do you want to be more vital? Do you want to be more creative? Do you want to be in your own power? Do you want to give and receive more love? Do you want to have greater focus, intuition, and bliss? And those are the seven triumphs that I'm talking about that you can easily integrate in your life just by paying attention to the color of the day on the color of the day, mm-hmm. and spending two minutes on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it
okay.
can be that simple.
Okay, sounds good. So Jamie Lynn is telling me about her Color Alchemy book. I am Emmy Louie, and we'll be back.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beach? between drinking clean water or breathing clean air. Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
Energy hog to team! Get in that house and waste some energy!
No problem! It's got leaky windows and no attic insulation!
This house is under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's wasted.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
You have the power to get rid of energy hogs.
Someone's home!
He's got energy efficient light bulbs.
Go to energyhog.org for fun games and lots of hog busting tips.
Energyhog.org? That's it! Get out of there!
Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. I am Emmy Louie, and we are here with Jamie Lynn, and she is coming out with her book, Color Alchemy, in a few months. And Jamie, tell me more about your book, because the one that I received is a sampling, right?
So yes. Uh-huh.
Tell me about that.
Well, one of the exciting things about Color Alchemy, it's structured in two parts, and it talks about the science and the colors of your mind, the colors of your body, the colors of your spirit, and how all of those elements integrate with each other. But the highlight of Color Alchemy is what you identify as the triumph. And it takes 21 days to make a habit. So what I did, I structured mini lessons. Actually, I gave you 7 more. I'm giving you 28, which happens to relate to the moon cycle as compared to the 21, in order to create color alchemy, good color alchemy habits. And every day the book is structured, as well as the ebook is structured, you have another mini lesson. So on, and every week is separated by, you have a week of colors of the mind, whatever the days of the week are, I can't think at the moment, Monday, mm-hmm. Tuesday, Wednesday, and so on. So you have a week of the colors of the mind, you have a week of the colors of your body and exercises and how to work with those, you have a week of how to activate those colors, examples of that are color breathing, wearing the color of the day, visualization, how to use colors in your environment, how to make color elixirs, how to tone with color, and I'm just giving you ones off the top of my head, how to use gemstones, how to use colors and essential oils. There you go. There's some more of them. And how to, you know, create your own mandalas and working with all the different ways to incorporate color in your life. And the last week is Colors of the Spirit, where I give you probably over 24 meditations and spiritual transformations using the different colors on the specific days of the week.
Can you do some meditations for us today, later on?
Oh.
Is that possible?
I would be happy to give you my favorite. You'll just have to tell me how much time we have so I can make sure I time it.
Okay.
There is something that I'd love to share, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to share a little bit about my feng shui work.
Oh, go for it.
Oh, yay. Thank you. I don't know if your listeners know that I've been doing feng shui for over 20 years, and my first book and my video became a Book of the Month Club, which I'm very, very proud of. And what I've done to accelerate feng shui and have it be accessible to everyone is that I have been teaching feng shui long distance. So people don't have to, you know, go stand in a hotel and get out of their routine. And it's 20 years of accumulated knowledge in really 9 lessons, all the way from the basics through the flying stars. And it's all on my website, and I invite people to go check it out, and that way they can take advantage from the convenience of home. And there's another really cool thing on my website, too. I developed what I call your personal success map, and it's a do-it-yourself consultation tool which incorporates all aspects of feng shui on one chart. And Emmy, I'm sure you know this because you've been practicing feng shui for a really long time. You know that if you moved in between your house between 1984 and 2048, there are 2,000 Bagua maps, and only one contains the specific solutions for you based upon the direction your house is facing. It includes your birth energies and your flying stars and all of the relationships integrated with each other. And I spent years not only being able to assimilate this information in order to get the most effective practice of all the schools together in this personal success map with all the layers of feng shui,
I automated it on the web.
So you can pop in your birth information, the direction your house is facing, when you moved in, and you get a personal success map which contains all the information that I do when I do a personalized consultation for someone. And About.com did a beautiful review on it, and they said that it's a must-have to do it yourself. It's really exciting. I'm happy to send you one if you'd like to see it.
Actually, I'm on your website.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It would be my pleasure. But you have to give me your birth data and the direction your house is facing, and you'll see how easy and convenient it is for people to use.
Okay, so we can't run through that right now?
No, because it's individualized per person. For example, your personal success map will be different than anybody else's because it's specific to you. And it's all automated. It took me a long time to develop it with a programmer in order to make it so automated. Very exciting.
It sounds like you have a lot of other things that are automated on your website.
Yeah. The reason why I did that is the reason why I spent so much time on developing my website with not only the complimentary products, and there's lots of complimentary lessons. In fact, there's even a color alchemy teaser, and there's a feng shui teaser and some audio lessons on there. And the reason why I did it is because, you know, at the level of feng shui that I know you understand based upon your teachings and Nancy Lee Wydra's professionalism and teachings and so on, that there's a lot of feng shui that's been diluted. And sometimes, as you know, feng shui can hurt you as much as it can help you. So my platform and my dedication is to really bring feng shui to a higher consciousness and education so people really know the difference between what I call baby feng shui and the misnomers that can hurt as compared to the real feng shui that can really make a difference in people's lives. And that's really important to me. I mean, you know the simple thing about, you know, the misnomer about painting your front door red. Well, if in fact your house doesn't face a direction such as south, that fire could burn up an eastern direction and reduce the energy. So that's one of the things that I really try to teach my students and try to make that information available to people around the world.
Yes, and so can you walk me through this website? I know you mentioned, is that the summary? Because it looks like you have a whole bunch of other stuff that's going on.
Oh, gosh, I got so much stuff. What piece would you like me to help you with, my dear?
Well,
you know what? I love the homepage. Let's start this.
Let's start with the homepage.
Where do you start? You start at the homepage, right?
And you're at the homepage, right?
Yeah, I'm at the homepage now. And the thing on the homepage that I like to do, the way I establish the feng shui is on the left, right up front, are all the masterful offerings.
Maybe they don't see the homepage, so just remember that. We can see it, but people listening may not.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's go through that.
But the primary reason that my feng shui is, my homepage is structured that it does, there's a whole scenario introducing all the layers of feng shui and the aspects of feng shui right from the home page. It talks about what does feng shui do for you. And I try to have it encapsulate all that everybody wants to know. It talks about love and relationships and how to enhance that through your bedroom. or your office feng shui, and how to, does that enhance money and wealth? And all where to, if you have health issues, and that energy starts in your kitchen, and all of these buzzwords, love, relationships, bedroom, health, kitchen, office, desk, money, wealth, fame, career, and spiritual connection, there's links to tons and tons of free content on there where you can focus directly in on what you want to learn. And then for those people who want to be masterful and really to understand the higher levels of it, you can get my feng shui, my training. And one of the things about my training, people have said, oh, it's so inexpensive. And yes, I agree that it is, let me say, a heck of a lot less expensive than all the trainings that I've learned throughout the world where I've studied. But the point is, I wanted to really raise feng shui consciousness and make it affordable for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like I've done that. In fact, about.com, which I'm so proud of, they gave me a wonderful testimonial. They said that my feng shui training program is a secret hidden treasure, which is a really, really nice way to say that. And I'm very proud of that testimony.
So is the feng shui training and the feng shui certification different or same?
No, it's pretty much one and the same.
Okay,
and thanks for asking. That's a really good question, because people have a choice. They can either just take the training and choose not to take the test, or they can take the certification component of it and take the open book test. And it's all automated, and when you take the open book test, there's several different levels. There's the foundation level and then the graduate level. And that's the test, that's the testing part. But I am kind of, I would like to call myself, I have a lot of integrity in my feng shui work. And there's a thing that's very important to me, Emmy. Just because somebody passed the test, that doesn't mean that they really know what they're doing. So there's also an expert level where people, I'm on the phone with them, and they pretty much explain to me their before and after and the process that they went through, not only with their home, but working with other people, and they have to explain to me that they understand all the different layers of feng shui and how they're integrated before I will give them a certification at the expert level.
Okay, and right underneath there, underneath your home study mastery, you have a Look Younger Oasis. What is that?
I'm so glad you mentioned that. I don't know about you, but I'm having so much fun. The Look Younger Oasis is my new site and my new love. How I have lived my life, Emmy, is I'm always drawn by my passion. Color alchemy started when I was 3 years old, when my mother's an artist, and she gave me my first finger paints at three, and that's what drew me to being an interior designer. That's what drew me to learning feng shui and studying feng shui, and ultimately writing color alchemy, which I know that you'll love. And again, there's a free sample of color alchemy on my site, so I welcome people to go get it. But Look Younger Oasis is my new love, and I keep on growing things that I'm interested in, and that is to go down kicking and screaming. I want to look good as long as I can, and Look Younger Oasis talks about all the latest technologies in skincare. It talks about how the topicals that you can use on your skin, such as a Pericone, which Pericone made popular with his PBS specials. Dr. Pericone, if you don't know who he is, he's a dermatologist who did lots of clinical studies using skincare products that included DMAE and alpha hydroxy acids, which is a good thing, not a bad thing, and vitamin C, ester, and retinol, and so on, to really lift and keep your skin tight and as reduced wrinkles as much as possible. Plus, I have a partner, and we have developed a new skincare machine, which I like to call it the Color Alchemy Machine, because it combines microcurrent LED light as well as using all the colors of the spectrum to lift and tighten your skin as well. And if I can just give you a tidbit on that, the same science that I share with you, or the same Newtonian science that I share with you in color alchemy, is the same science that's partially integrated in this machine. Colored light affects the body differently. Every color penetrates the skin at different depths. Red light, for example, penetrates deep into the cellular tissue to create elastin and collagen. And it's so interesting that the skincare industry started doing studies after NASA did the studies about how light penetrates the body. NASA wanted to, when the astronauts were in space, if astronauts had a wound, they wanted to be able to heal people quickly because they didn't have doctors on board. And these studies showed that when you put red light, for example, it helps healing from the inside out and produces collagen and elastin. Blue light, which is a faster energetic vibration according to the scientific frequency of light, does not penetrate the skin, but it enhances the skin superficially and is good for blemishes and bacteria reduction, and it reduces acne and so on. So the different color of light when put on the skin has different healing qualities to it. And this machine, with microcurrent and the light, the microcurrent light kind of penetrates and vibrates the color so it goes exactly where it needs to go on the body, doing what it needs to do.
Well, that sounds exciting.
It's so exciting.
Your Look Younger Oasis by Jamie Lynn. So we are here with Jamie Lynn. We're talking about color alchemy, and we're talking about that in her website at www.jamielynn.com. That's JAMIELIN.com. I am Emmy Louie, and we will be back more with Jamie Lynn.
Emmy?
Energy Hog the Team! Get in that house and waste some energy!
No problem! It's got leaky windows and no attic insulation!
This house is under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's wasted.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
You have the power to get rid of energy hogs.
Someone's home! And he's got energy-efficient light bulbs.
Go to energyhog.org for fun games and lots of hog-busting tips.
Energyhog.org? That's it! Get out of there!
Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a jigsaw puzzle.
I'm getting dying coral reefs.
A blue bicycle.
A walkie-talkie.
I'm getting a severe drought.
Cool black skateboard.
I'm getting melted ice caps.
A killer heat wave.
A shrinking glacier.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But it's not too late. We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is inspirational speaker Wambui Bahati, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS.com.
I am Emmy Louie, and we are here with Jamie Lynn, and we're talking about her Look Younger Oasis program. So tell me more about that. You were saying last thing about that the neat part about it was that NASA was discovering a way of using light on board the shuttles because they didn't have doctors on, and so they used the light so they could heal themselves.
Yeah,
is that correct?
And the different... And just as a recap, the different colors penetrate the body differently based upon the scientific and energetic frequency of light. And how I got drawn to this machine was I understood that the reason why we see color is, this is scientific science now, red vibrates to the lowest energy and violet vibrates to the highest energy, and all the other colors of the spectrum vibrate in sequence. So the penetration into the skin is very, very different. Now, another interesting piece about color is healers, since the Egyptian times, have been using color on the body to heal different ailments. In the late 1800s, Dinshaw did all of these experiments using color on the body, and he found that when different colors are on the body or used on the body, and this is part of color alchemy, that different organs and mechanical systems are being healed. So this machine that Dr. Starwin, and I am his partner on bringing this machine to the market because I love it so much, what happens is he included microcurrent in the mix. And microcurrent is it's a very, very low vibration of electricity that mimics the body's natural electrical system. So when you use microcurrent on your face, for example, and you replay and you put these probes on the body, it retrains your muscles where they used to be before we got older and before gravity took control of us, as if we are taking those muscles and going to the gym. Now, when you add the color component to them with the microcurrent, it influences the different parts of the body through acupressure points and lifts the facial muscles or tightens the skin more because the microcurrent actually propels the color into the body.
So is that what you're doing at the expo that I saw?
Yes, that's what I was doing at the expo. And there's a really cool other piece to this.
Okay, because I met Jamie then at the Conscious Design Expo, and it almost looked like some kind of Reiki table where people were lying down, right? A person would lie down, and you have this kind of almost a pen-looking thing.
Yeah,
so
and
tell
through
me about
the pen,
that.
Through the pen, which is connected to the color and the microcurrent machine, the color penetrates the body with the microcurrent. Now, if you know a little bit about acupuncture or acupressure, there's an energetic meridian system. So as you're working on the facial muscles with the specific healing colors, it goes through the body. It also goes through the body's meridians, or I like to call it the fiber optic system, because we can all relate to what that looks like, you know, in our mind's eye. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, because of the, you know, the meridians of the body, people often who have backaches or leg problems or heart, you know, stomach trouble or any other aches and pains, those get reduced at the same time because of the Chinese meridian system. So the technology is brilliant, and it's very, very exciting. And I like to call it color alchemy facials.
Yeah, well, when I was at the expo, there seemed to be a person there all the time getting your, what would you call it?
I like to call it color alchemy facials. The machine, the machine, which is described, and all the technologies that I just explained are on Look Younger Oasis, and there's an article that I wrote for Elle Nouvelle Esthétique, which is a beautiful skincare trade magazine, and there's an article on that site on Look Younger Oasis that was published in Elle Nouvelle Esthétique, which I welcome everybody to do that. And the coolest thing about the machine, Emmy, it is relaxing. It feels good. So it does have that pampering effect. But even at the show, which is not the most, you know, glamorous, relaxing, you know, with all those fluorescent lights venue, But even at the show, when people got off from the table, they could see a visible difference in their skin, the quality of their skin.
So the benefit is that the muscle returns back to how it should be. Is that correct?
Yes, with training. And let's say you went to the gym. And the first time you did some bicep curls, you could see your arm a little pumped up, for example. That's the same thing with your first treatment. Every treatment, you can see some results immediately. But then, just like you won't see definition in your bicep unless you do a little bit, unless you go consistently. So how Color Alchemy and these treatments, Color Alchemy facials work is after a series of, let me see, 8 to 12 treatments, you will have long-term results. And the same way you would need to go to the gym to maintain, you could go get a maintenance treatment maybe every 6 or 8 weeks in order to maintain your skin looking nicer
and
tighter. People do not want to be cut on. People want non-surgical relaxing treatments. Number one, you don't have the risk. It's not as expensive. You don't have the downtime. Plus, who doesn't want to take an hour, just a pampered hour for themselves and look better after the hour?
And this is for the face. Does it affect your entire body?
Yes, it does, based upon the meridian system that I talked about. Interesting, this machine originally was designed for acupuncturists. And there are over 3,000 acupuncturists that I know of. I don't know them by name or anything, but there's 3,000 of these that are out in the field in acupuncturist offices that are treating people for pain management. And by accident, how we started using it for the skincare industry is there was a client that came into Dr. Starwin, the developer of the machine's treatment. He's an acupuncturist, an OMD, and he also wrote a beautiful foreword for my Color Alchemy book, by the way. He was treating someone for Bell palsy, and the person's Bell palsy was healed in 3 treatments, but then the lady said, oh my gosh, can I continue the treatments because I'm noticing my wrinkles are reducing? And that's what started the entire run on how it's so effective for skincare.
Sounds exciting to
me. It's really exciting. And by the way, Emmy, just for your listeners, ultimately we are working on getting funding right now to bring it into the aesthetic market. And as soon as we do, we are going to be looking for trainers and teachers and reps. So if anybody out there listening is interested, there's plenty of work out there for everybody. We're establishing commissions up to $1,000 per machine, fees for training and everything. So just email me so I can let people know when we're ready to launch that.
So again, this book, Younger Oasis, is based on microcurrents and light, and when it hits the put over the meridians and helps you feel better and eliminates wrinkles.
It reduces wrinkles.
Reduces. I shouldn't.
Yeah, I say reduces. I wish there was a magic pill to make them completely go away.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm 51 years old, and I don't mind showing my face because it's pretty good.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm scrolling down to your website.
Okay.
And you have so many things here.
And just so you know, jamielin.com, that website, the Jamilin,
yes,
can be the starting point for any of these things that we've talked about.
Yes. And
that's like the motherboard, the mothership.
Yes, and you've got a lot of stuff here. So you've got a newsletter.
I do, and it's free. And all you have to do is pop in your email, and it's automated.
You've got,
and I try to send one out once every 4 to 6 weeks. I get so busy that.
And then you got hundreds of free secrets.
Oh, hundreds of stuff. I really want to make a difference in people's lives.
And so we're not talking about that because it says click here, because so that's kind of like a teaser, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll click here and sign up.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to know if it was hundreds, like, all at one time, or did it?
Oh, no, there's lots of different options. Once you click that, I also have free Chinese astrology readings. I have a life assessment. What else do I have on there? I mentioned I've got the color alchemy teaser. Oh, and one of the things for us interested in keeping ourselves young and rejuvenated, I just put this up. This is pretty new. You can get a acupressure point per day to help you do your own facelift massage. It's like,
how innovative is that?
What's that?
How innovative.
Well, it's cool. Well, there's little pictures, and it shows you where the acupressure point is. So every day, if you work on that acupressure point, and ultimately, I think I give you about 18 different acupressure points, and I give you one a day so you don't forget them. Sometimes I teach them all in like a little hour class, but by the time you start the first one, by the time you finish the last one, you don't remember the first one. So that's why I figured if you can learn one a day, then you'll remember them.
And so your website, was it voted? I mean, it looks like it would be voted for one of the best feng shui websites.
Oh, well, I don't know if it's been voted, but I consider it one of the best.
Okay.
I strive to make it one of the best.
Good for you.
It's one of my loves to be able to, you know, make all that information accessible to everybody.
Okay, that sounds great. So you want to take a break before we go into our meditation?
I would love to share a color alchemy meditation.
Okay, let's just start right now, and you have about 10 minutes, and then we'll come back with Jamie, and then we'll talk more.
Everybody needs clean water, especially Ariel the Little Mermaid and all her friends under the sea.
Flounder, hurry up!
And no matter where you live, what you do above the ocean affects all the living creatures below it.
Scuttle, look what we found!
Human stuff, huh?
To keep our oceans clean, recycle, and dispose of trash properly.
Isn't it fantastic?
To learn what you can do, go to keepoceansclean.org. This has been a message from Environmental Defense, the National Marine Sanctuary Foundation, NOAA, and the Ad Council.
Website and her color alchemy book, and there's just a whole bunch of things that's worth visiting for her website. Lots of free stuff on www.jamielin.com. So that's JAMILIN.com. And now we're back, and Jamie's going to take us through a meditation on her, a sample meditation on color alchemy. So let's start.
Sounds good. Well, let me shift into my meditation voice. And I'm going to share a meditation with you that combines several of them. One is called the cosmic orb, and one is called the liquid light and inner smile. And I've kind of combined these all into one. And what I'd like you to do is just get comfortable. And take a deep breath. Get seated with your feet flat on the floor. And just close your eyes. And breathe in. See the energy come in through your nose. Visualizing it coming down through your chest. Filling your belly. And exhaling the same way in the opposite direction. Through your belly. Your chest. And out through your mouth. And what I'd like you to do is focus the color, with the next breath, I'd like you to focus breathing in the color red as if it was smoke from a candle that you just blew out, but the energy of red is going to come down. Again, in through your nose, down through your chest, all the way into the belly. Bring it down into the root chakra, which is about 4 inches below your belly button. For those of you who don't know, it's in the center of your body, equidistant between your front and your spine. It's where all the energies of all the chakras line up, the energy of your kundalini energy and the source of your own power. And as you exhale, bring out the energy through your mouth. And what we're going to do is the next time we're going to bring in orange light in through the nose, bring it down, and now we're going into the sacral chakra, and that's about 2 inches below your navel. It's also known as the third warmer in Chinese medicine. This is your dantian, the place of all your healing. And as you exhale this time, breathe out blue, which is the complementary color of orange. So you're breathing out all the toxicities from your sacral chakra. Breathe in yellow, slow and deep, all the way into your solar plexus. This is your power center. Feel power going into your body. And as you exhale all the toxins, breathe out violet. This time, with your next breath, I'm going to add the inner smile component. Since I'm teaching you about all these layers at the same time, breathe in green as deep as you can, all the way into your heart chakra. And as you exhale, again, green is the universal color, the color of Mother Earth. It's the energy of love. And as you exhale, smile. And you know that beautiful face of Buddha where that beautiful smile is? Just breathe out that beautiful energy and all the toxicities, smiling. All is right. All is beautiful in your world. This time, we're bringing in the color of light blue. Light blue is the energy of focus. Bring that energy all the way and concentrate it in to your throat chakra. And breathe out orange, releasing all the toxicities with that beautiful Buddha smile. All is right with your world. You are at peace. When you smile from within, you smile from without, and this beautiful cycle continues. Breathe in again this time, focusing on the color of indigo into your third eye. The place in the center of your forehead, on your brow, making sure that the breath goes deep all the way into your belly. You're bringing intuition all the way down. And in your exhalation, breathe out toxicities with your beautiful Buddha smile. Breathe in violet. The color of bliss, the energy of connection, the energy to the Creator. And bring that energy all the way through, down into your belly. And as you breathe out the color yellow, releasing all the toxins. And now that we've worked all the different chakras and all the different colors, now we're going to combine them into the cosmic orbit. So this time, as you breathe in the color of white light, bring the energy down into your root chakra, the color red. Have it come up your front as it morphs into the color of orange and the energy of creativity. Bring that energy up into your solar plexus and have it morph into the color of yellow and your personal power. Move the energy up into your heart chakra, the rainbow bridge, the color of green, the energy of love and compassion. Maintaining that inner smile. You keep that smile on your face as you bring the energy up into your throat as it morphs into the color of light blue, your energy of focus and communication. Draw the energy up to your vision, to your intuition as that color morphs into indigo, to be able to see the unseen. Come up to the crown chakra, see the color move into violet, your connection to the Creator, and I'll just guide you quickly as the energy starts going down your back, morphing into the colors going the opposite way. So from violet, you go down the back of your body now, through your third eye in the back of your head, into indigo and intuition, behind your neck for focus. Come back to the center of your spine for love. Don't forget to maintain your inner smile. Come down to where your solar plexus is on the back side. Come down into orange creativity. And back into your grounding red root chakra for vitality. And if you'll just go the circle twice more on your own as you breathe in, bring the energy up. And as you breathe out down the back, see the colors morph down the back of your spine. Once. Come in again all the way down into your belly, going around your cosmic orbit, maintaining your inner smile. Now circle the other way three times on your own. In and out. Every time, if your breath can be longer each time, the better. Again, in and around, and once more. Start to bring your awareness back into your body. If you need to rock your head from side to side to bring your consciousness back into your space, wiggle a finger, wiggle a toe. And when you're ready, just open your eyes.
Okay.
And Emmy, there's one thing I'd like to share about that liquid light meditation. It can only take like 2 or 3 minutes. So you can do this many, many times of the day to bring all the energetic triumphs and the colors into your body and really make profound differences in the way you feel, as well as tapping into all of the attributes that make us humans, and really as a method for self-mastery. And that is just one of the many, many things that I teach you in the Color Alchemy book or on the online program on my website.
Sounds good. And in addition to the hundreds of other things that are offered on your website.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. And I don't know how we're doing with time, but
we've got a few more minutes.
Well, I'm going to open it up to any questions you have. But before, sometimes we get cut off so quickly because of the timetable here. I just want to express my sincerest appreciation for the opportunity to share this with you as well as your listeners. Thank you so much.
That sounds really good, and looks like here you've got a picture. And this is this your place?
The picture on my homepage,
yes,
is a picture of my current home that was featured in the Miami Herald, and that home is for sale. It's on the water, and we are building my husband and I are building a round house with an attached wellness center in Venice, Florida. We bought an acre piece of property out in the woods, and it is absolutely beautiful. And as soon as we sell, we're going to move forward very quickly on building this, since we already have the permits. And I know you as an architect can appreciate that, what it's like to have your permits and you're ready to go, and you just need to sell another property first. But the architecture is very, very interesting.
A round house, that's, does it have sides? It has to have sides.
Yes, it has sides. Actually, architecturally, it's very interesting, Emmy. It's based upon 8-foot modules. And 8, as you know, is the energy for abundance in feng shui and all Chinese medicine. And all of the modules are 8 feet, so you have plenty of room to lay your furniture out in. And the 8-foot modules get combined into making a big circle on the 8-foot module. Very exciting. And it's all based, and the house is all designed according to sacred geometry. It happens to be facing east 1 to maximize my husband's best feng shui and the energetic chart of it.
Well, congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. So if anybody knows anybody that wants a beautiful feng shui townhouse in Miami, Florida, on the water, please call me.
Thank you so much, Jamie, for being on my show. That sounds so exciting.
Emmy, thank you. Yeah. I'm so appreciative. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and your website is www.jamielin.com. So that's JAMILIN.com. And thank you. And see you next time, folks. I am Emmy Louie, and you're listening to The Emmy Louie Show.
Can we speak?